Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Colin Alonzo, thank you for joining us today. If not live, appreciate you downloading this episode on any of the platforms. Appreciate it a lot. Before we jump into it, we're winding down the month of October. Next week will be the final day in October and our final day with the spotlight on Jay-Z. The following week after that, we start a brand new month, brand new music playlist. And from the looks of things, that list is shaping up pretty well in the year. And then, of course, going into December, we go to our annual holiday music. And I look forward to that also. So a lot of great music coming your way. But let's get started. As always, past 2 weeks, we're going to start with Kanye. It's a lot of stuff. So I had to trim this down because it's too much shit that he was saying. But we'll start with this one. Ye says Jewish Zionists own the Black Voice, the media, and he goes on and disses Meek Mill, Diddy, and so forth. And this continues to other stuff, but we're going to start with the first stop on his hating people tour. Kanye West had held nothing back in his new interview where he blamed Jews for controlling the Black Voice in media. He sat down recently in another interview where he discussed some controversial topics. Ye, first he discussed the controversial White Lives Matter t-shirt he debuted and his comments where he was going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, a statement that got him banned from Twitter. He said, Dove Charney, the CEO of Los Angeles Apparel, was ready to manufacture and distribute the White Lives Matter t-shirt despite the uproar calls in the Black community. But Charney halted the deal with Kanye when Ye started making anti-Semitic comments on Instagram and Twitter, quote, and I'm like, see, this is my exact point that I'm making. Jewish people have owned the Black Voice, whether it's through us wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt or all of us being signed to a record label or having a Jewish manager or being signed to a Jewish basketball team or doing a movie on a Jewish platform like Disney. Ye said, continue, I respect what the Jewish people have done and how they brought their people together, the rapper says, claiming Jews came into money as lawyers on Wall Street who would divorce people when Catholics would not. Quote, with me and Jay, with our culture, with the darker Jews, the 12 lost tribes of Israel, who we are because we Jewish also, we from Africa, we the blood of Christ, so we're not just Black. We are a Jew, just like the Jewish people, and now we're coming into money. But the main thing is, I got to drink to the Use Black owned over the Hennessy as the first step to us coming together, like how the Jewish people came together. Ye said. Now the Use, I'm gonna get into. I might be saying the name wrong later on with Jay-Z is suing them. But he goes in, and he doesn't stop, and he just continues to tighten his grip more on the Jewish community. He changes his stance down the line on the DEFCON 3 comment that he made. So he changes his stance, he keeps it, but he says he's only wishes death on the Jews who wronged him. So he just won't stop talking. So He's on Piers Morgan, and it seems as though he's going to get more friendly reception from the host, because when he's recognized Piers Morgan, he's very controversial. Ye was pressed on whether his anti-Semitic remarks were racist, and he says they were indeed. Sidebar here. I got to stop here. Jewish is a religion, not a race. I don't know why people say that. That's not a race. Like, I can be Jewish. You can be Jewish. We can convert. You can't convert to being white. Right. You can't convert to being black. So I never understood when they say that's racist. It's not a race. It's a religion. I never understood that. Like, I had to throw that in there. So sorry. Morgan put Kanye and he said he was targeting Jews who did him wrong, and those are the people with whom he wanted to DEFCON 3. He only apologized. His only apology was to the other Jews who did not deserve his ire. Again, still anti-Semitic. You recall Kanye made comments earlier when he seemed to blame the Jewish execs in Hollywood and mistreating black entertainers and so forth. We're going to go to other stuff first. Let's talk about what he said about the Jewish community. What is your opinion on all this?
I think right now he's just opening his mouth for way too much right now. And, you know, right now they're coming at him. And, you know, I know that he's worth billions. That may not be in his bank account. He could have millions in his bank account, but he's worth billions. But in his bank account says something different. It could be millions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he needs to, like, really tone it down. Or whoever's around in his circle right now really needs to, like, speak with him seriously. Like, you know, if you're a really true friend of Kanye, y'all need to, like, pull him to the side and say, hey, you know, you need to slow down right now. You know, I know that, you know, you got your, you know, freedom of speech, but freedom of speech as a black man is something different. As a black man, freedom of speech, you get hit 10 times worse than anyone else.
Right. And you're right. I mean, listen, you feel what you feel. Can't tell anybody about that. You can't tell about how they're feeling, because your feelings are your feelings. But, you know, and you said it, especially being an African-American male, you spewing all of this, and even though you might have these experiences, they don't care about your experience, the fact that you're saying it publicly. And a lot of businesses on left and right are not messing with him. And like you said, his billions can turn to millions, his millions can turn to thousands, his thousands can turn to hundreds if you keep playing around. Because it's like you're not helping yourself. You can feel what you feel, and you can quietly not do business with these cats. And that's it. But at the end of the day, they don't care about your feelings or what you experience, because you're not explaining the details or whatever. Some people just don't care. So if you have any experiences, you can just step back, fall back, and like, you know what, for my personal reasons, I'm not doing business with this company or that company or whatever the case may be.
I see a lot of people dropping him.
Right, but he doesn't stop there. Now we get a little more weird. Is another two-tier story. We leave that alone, and we open the door, and Nori walks in. Nori apologizes for George Floyd drink champ's comments. He said, I didn't want him to walk out. As of recently, Kanye was on Drink Champs, and this particular interview has been pulled from Revolt TV YouTube. Nori called in recently to another show, this past Monday, apologized multiple times for the comments Kanye West made about George Floyd on the latest episode of Drink Champs his team put over last weekend. The Drink Champs host was in full damage control, claiming he didn't know Ye's statement were going to be extremely hurtful to listeners. Nori says later he checked Kanye for the George Floyd White Lives Matter remarks later in the interview, but says he was too drunk. Says he was too drunk to make an impactful moment. Well, that happens when you're drinking. He also claimed to have uploaded the wrong edit without combing through it in error. He says the team will correct in the future. The veteran rapper seamlessly admitted he didn't want Ye to walk out of the interview, of if he was silenced. Mm-hmm. As it goes on, Nori, during the interview, they asked Nori on why he conducted the interview to start citing the Tucker Carlson and HBO Shop recent debacles. Nori defended the show positions, noting the show isn't named Think Champs to stage political theater, but says his relationship with Ye is solid and wanted to give him the courtesy to speak. He also noted that Loud Records founder Steve Rifkin and several other Jewish associates of his were in the room and used them as a gauge meter for Ye's anti-Semitic rants. Nori says he previously spoke to Kanye that he would go on record to denounce Ye's comments and apologize to Steven Jackson, who may have cooked him anonymously on Instagram while slamming Ye.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
So what he ended up saying, and if those who didn't follow that, that Floyd didn't die because of the knee in the back, where it was a fentanyl, overdose of fentanyl, and the knee wasn't on his neck, if you look at it, blah, 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 so forth. Now, with that being said, though, and I'm gonna let you ride with that, because I'm going to have you say what you want to say, but I'm going to get through this last article, and I'm going to turn the mic to you. Of course, it's hurtful words. And like anyone else would do, George Floyd's family filed a lawsuit. Now,
mm-hmm.
It's $250 million, but later heard as much more. Against Ye, the family of George Floyd announced this past Tuesday they will file a $250 million lawsuit against Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, following comments he made on the aforementioned podcast, Drink Champs. Hennepin County Medical Examiner Office ruled George Floyd's death was a homicide caused by his Derek Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes, but Ye, who was a guest on last weekend's episode of the podcast hosted by rapper Nori and DJ Envy, put forth the idea that it wasn't Chauvin who caused Floyd's death, but that he died from a fentanyl use.
Fentanyl, lawsuit right.
Filed by Roxy Washington, the mother of Gianna Floyd, George Floyd's only daughter, and the sole beneficiary of his estate. Washington plans to sue Ye, his business partners association, for harassment, misappropriation, defamation, and infliction of emotional distress, seeking $250 million in damages. Kanye comments are a repugnant attempt to discount George Floyd's life and a profit from his humane death. Attorney Pat D. Dixon III. We will hold Mr. West accountable for his flagrant remarks against Mr. Floyd's legacy. Gozo.
First off, you know, you have, I should say Nori. Nori has a platform, right? A platform. Why are you drinking and getting drunk on your platform?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? What sense does that make? It doesn't make any sense. Now, as far as Kanye, you know, with the comment of George Floyd dying of fentanyl rather than, you know, the knee to the neck, you know, being choked out. I mean, we all know what happened. We all seen what happened. We all seen that this cop had his knee on his neck and he was complaining he couldn't breathe. We all know the cause of that death. The coroner stated the cause of the death was asphyxiation, not fentanyl overdose. So where did Kanye come up with that? I don't know. This is going to be one of his legal problems that he's going to be facing, you know, as far as he's going to be spending money, losing money because of lawsuits that's going to be going on. His family has filed a lawsuit against him now. That's just part of his problem right now. He has other problems that he's going to have to deal with sometime down the line. Again, as I said earlier, all the people that's around him, that's his so-called friends, and he needs to really look at who's his real friends are. These people who states that they're his so-called friends need to say something, need to, like, really pull him to the side and talk to him. Kanye needs help. He really needs help.
I'm asking a couple of questions. One, would you have extended a platform to Kanye on this show?
Would I have, repeat that, would I have extended?
Uh-huh, an invitation for Kanye, right? He comes on, did the exact same thing. Would you stop him in the middle? Would you let him finish? Would you, whatever, would you, like, or would you be afraid, as Nori said, for him to walk off? Like, what would you
I wouldn't care less if he walk off. I'm going to speak on it. You know, yes, I will allow him to finish speaking. And then I would, you know, comment in on it and correct him on a lot of things on it. Now, if he gets up and walk off, then that's on him. That's on him. But, you know, as being a part of that platform, I have to protect my show. You know, I'm not going to let him come on and say something like that without me saying something. I'm going to say something. Now, with Nori, I'm sure Nori would have said something had he not been drunk, as he said.
Well, the thing is, funny thing with drink champs is I get the concept, but I thought the same thing. I'm like, all right, don't literally drink too much. You know what I mean? Like, sip, whatever, that's fine. But don't get, and I've seen it where times he's been drunk. I barely understood what he was saying. He interrupted him with the, you know, interrupting the guests and the whole nine. But I always thought, like, sip, don't, like, guzzle. Like, don't constantly just sip, and then whatever. And I'm sure if he had a more clear mind, he probably would have shut it down much sooner and so forth. But it's not just him. There's others on there. DJ Envy. Yeah, they could have shut it down. Steve Rifkin, all of them could have been like, yo, what? Yo, stop this. Stop. Whatever. They all could have just stopped them. So I ain't going to put all on Nori. The comment you said about friends. Maybe we can't say they're not. Maybe they are. He's just not listening. You can't make somebody do what they don't want to do. We have no idea that his friends that are saying it or not. They maybe are. They may be saying shit. He may be just ignoring them. Like, I don't care what you. He may just be doing it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. They probably are saying something.
And he just being stubborn and is like in his mind he's like he's doing something right. Like he got to get that message out there. But here's something I'm gonna bring up because I want your opinion on. There's another article that's linked with Kanye. It says, Joey Badass defends Kanye West's freedom of speech. Quote, censoring his right is whack. Kanye West's recent controversy statement to cause division amongst the masses, while celebs like Jamie Lee Curtis, Kanye West, Gigi Hadid, and more have spoken out against the Donda rapper's polarizing remarks. They messed up here when they wrote this. Stars like Nori and Joey Badass have been vocal about their support of freedom of speech. On Tuesday, the 2000 rapper took to Twitter to share his thoughts on Kanye's recent media frenzy. While he clarified that he doesn't fully agree with Ye's sentiments, censoring his freedom of speech is whack. Quote, I don't support everything Kanye's been saying. Joey began in his tweet, honestly, been trying to my best to ignore most of it for my own peace of mind, but censoring his right to freedom of speech is whack. Asking him to come speak on your platform and then removing and blocking the content because you don't agree. The reason Kanye started continuing, we can have healthy disagreements, and yes, Kanye can do much better job at his delivery, but it's the same old story, magnifying a small piece of what he said and taking it out of context. The mass media needs to learn some new moves. It's corny, so obvious, and so obvious at this point. This isn't the first time the Brooklyn rapper spoke out regarding Ye. Back in 2020, he tweeted, I think it's pretty effing clear that Ye ain't got no real friends at the Kanye's troubling comments, Harriet Tubman. That's a good point of view. What do you think about that, the freedom of speech? You ask him to come on, you do interviews and this, that, and the other, and he says stuff that you may not like, but then you want to cancel that and cancel this or what have you. What's your opinion on that?
Hey, he's talking about Nori and them canceling?
All of them. Remember the shop, the LeBron James
right.
shop I talked about on this show and other shows, and it's just in general. He's speaking his
right.
mind. That's the spin
but,
on it. How do you feel about that in terms of that?
He is speaking his mind, and I do believe in freedom of speech, but again, as a black man, freedom of speech is going to come down harder on you. You know, you want to protect your assets. You want to protect your money and all that. But you say certain things with color, they're going to try to take all that away from you.
Yeah, more
they're
so
going
religion.
To try to take all that away. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said more so religion because, again, it's not race. I said not race, it's religion because, again, I hate to say, break your balls, y'all. Jewish is not a religion. I mean, it's not a race, it's
right.
religion. So we'll go.
Right. Now, as far as the censorship, the other platforms, I don't know. Maybe the platforms are you know, now blocking it, you know, removing certain content because they don't want their show canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially the major shows out there. You know, if they keep it on there, the bigger network may
mm-hmm.
cancel their shows. So maybe they fear
mm-hmm.
of that. So they're protecting their show, their platform.
Mm-hmm. My whole thing of freedom of speech in general, no matter what race, color, creed, and this is harder on more than most, I just think it's crap because you really can't say what you feel, period. You feel
no.
what you feel, but people, if you don't say what the masses like, then you're wrong. I don't care who you are. And again, there are some rules that are strict, or more strict with certain race and religion than are with others. But in general, we don't have freedom of what we really want to say. There's no such thing as that. Sometimes you got to – don't say it. But you can feel what you feel. I would never take that from anyone. You just gotta be mindful who you say it to, when you say it, and so forth and so on. So at the end of the day, outside of this, I love his music. And Kanye, I can't help you. We can't help you right now. All we can do is play your song, and that's what we're going to do right now. Right back, NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Yeah. Juicy for line of the morning, I'm going to take you out of Earth. Juicy for line of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Juicy for line of the morning, I'm going to take you out of Earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Juicy for line of the morning.
So you need to change your attitude for the action, what happened to you? Lord forgive him, he got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedure, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mindset. The Lord, you said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, reaping off rest for raiders for killing my best four haters. A permanent high hater since I skate in the Maybach Benz. Slide into annihilation, bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you bastards. Hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming. Murder capital, we'll be murdered for capital. I wet y'all all with the holy water, spray from the heckler, catch order, medic or the static, shall see suits just like a sabbatical, I throw a couple at you, take six, spread love to all of my dead thugs, I pour out a little Louis to a head above, yes sir, and when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth, till that time is gone and popping, church, like Don Bishop, the fifth of Paul Cock, Eva, lift up your soul and give you the Holy Ghost, please, I'll leave you with somebody to be with something like evil. Evil. I let you see where that bright light leads you. The more you talk, the more you irk and nuts. The more you gon' need memorial services. The black album, second verse is like devil's pie. Say some dessert for us. Man, I gotta get my soul right. I gotta get these devils out my life. These cowards gonna make a nigga ride. They won't be happy till somebody dies. No, man, I gotta get my soul right. So I'm locked up for my whole life. Every time it seems it's alright. Let me get somebody want they soul to rise. I chase you off with a guy who means the hole in the 9mm, the barb killer. Asking them why I had my eyes fill up. These days I can't wake up with a tri-pillar. Gone but not forgotten, homes I still feel you. So curse the day that birthed the bastard who caused your church mass. Reverse the crash. Reverse the blast and reverse the car. Reverse the day and there you are. Fall in love. Lord forgive them, we all have sinned. But Bob's a good dude, please let him in. And if you feel in my heart that I long for revenge, please blame it on the sun of the morning. Thanks again.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, 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 ever. Good morning, this ain't Vietnam still. People lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how we connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in the stone, I ain't talking about the ones to be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamond. So it's thousands of miles away. Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless. Till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polar rugby, you look so nice. How could something so wrong make me feel so right? Right? Before I beat myself up like ice. You can still throw your rocker for the diamond tonight. Because throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. I'm gon' get my chain back. That'll be the same day I get the game back. You know the next questions are, yo, where Dame at? We track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gon' crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I just miss in my sleep. I sold kilos of coke. I'm guessing I can sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye, you got me. Freeway to Foxy. YG, Pierre, Marie. PD, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere. So he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah. He don't even have to write rhymes. The dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bassett's in the rear saying exactly what I've been saying practically my whole career. The diamond is fair, five in mind is fair. But now that you even talked on time, it couldn't be better. People lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Said we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end, the dynasty signed. It would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time. I'm young, bitches.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. she's waiting. Just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She had her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no.
I invented sweats, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, few blows, or the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, tough man. I adopted these niggas, still I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your diamonds up, so we in it, yeah. Another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surf it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. We went a little long with the Kanye thing, but he said so much, we got to get it out there. But let's keep this going, Zoe.
Yeah, Young Jock. If those who remember Young Jock, you know, had a couple of hits, I guess, back, you know, during this time. But Young Jock mistakenly sends a random person nearly $2,000 via Zelle and is apparently having a hard time getting his paper back. On October 18, the rapper turned radio host shared his shared with his fans on Instagram. In a post, It's Going Down, Rhymer shares a screenshot of text he sent to the person pleading with them to return his coins. Hi, can you please, this is in quote, hi, can you please return the $1,800 that I mistakenly sent to your account via Zelle? Young Jock first text reads, I don't know you, nor do you know me. Please do the right thing. God has bigger blessings for you, unquote. The person has apparently ignored Young Jock's plea to give the money back. I know you blocked my number, and that's okay. I just need the $1,800 that was sent to your account via Zelle. Jock's final text reads, the post is scored with Gangsta Boo's 1998 song, Where Them Dollars At. That don't make any sense. The Love and Hip Hop Atlanta participant then urged his fans to get involved. End quote. So I sent them a Zelle by mistake. They won't return my money. Can y'all please call, text, and ask them to return my little change? He captioned post. Some of Jock fans appear to have answered the call to action to no avail. I called them. They hung up in my face, but they did have kids in the background, so I don't know, but I did try, one Instagram user comment. Others have urged him to change to charge it to the game. And quote again, oh, I know it ain't went to Instagram for some help. This is like, Again, well, I'm not going to go on further on this, but Zelle, for Jock to send that money to this to the wrong person, did he honestly really think that he was going to get that money back? You know, again, you don't know these their situation. They could have been, like, really hard for money. I mean, it would have been the right thing for them to send it back, but that person on the other end who received that money could have been really hard for money and decided that, hey, this is a generous gift from, you know, anonymous person. But my understanding is that even though that you send it to the wrong person and they took it and not sent it back, couldn't the law enforcement get involved with this? I'm really, you know, not understanding if they can get involved with this or would they consider that as you gave it to them as a gift through the courts.
All right. It's a lot to unpack here. Number one, again, why are you airing your blooper to the world that you did this? Stop. No one has to know this. That's number one. And now you look like an asshole. You look stupid. Number two, if I'm correct with Zelle, if I'm correct, normally the people you send it to, you already know. You kind of know. You put the information in. And you know them. You don't just randomly send them to an account. Like, I don't, like, unless you just not paying attention, you just put all the numbers in and you just, like, you think it's, it's like, what was you thinking? You didn't cross check your numbers? Was it someone you know you didn't know? That's not, like, because that's a lot of money to just send out there without you double checking to make sure
right.
It's going to the correct person. So normally, like, I don't know, the first time he used Zelle and he put the wrong account number in. But normally, you know, you double check it or you have that person information right there or whatever, or that bank takes Zelle, whatever the case may be. All right, let's just say he didn't look at the account number. He just wasn't paying attention. What in your right mind would think that anyone, no matter rich or poor, black or white, man or woman, child or whatever, is going to return that amount of money, period? Period. Oh, well, okay, fool, give me money. I'm not giving it back. No one in their right mind would if anonymously came out of nowhere. And I agree.
Right.
I would think with Zelle or someone or law enforcement, they would step in, showing their hands up, like, oh, well, I can't see them just like, oh, well, this was done is done. I can't see that happening. So I think there's more to it, in my opinion, about the whole thing. It's just weird all the way around with this whole situation.
And it's weird that he will put their information out there for all his fans to, you know, to call this person up randomly.
Yeah, see, that, again,
That becomes harassment.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And why are you telling people about the, again, social media, like, come on, or going on your show and saying that? Like, why? That's private. Who cares? Because you look like a dumbass. At the end of the day, no one's going to, what are people going to do to help you? What are they going to do but just harass somebody? And, like, it's not going to, like, now you're telling people, strangers, to harass and bully this person to give you your money back. But if something goes awry and someone knows this person, and something happens, it goes right back to you because you're in kind
of
a mini
riot
type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and you're not gonna be big as January 6th of last year, and you might not walk scot free like the man who called last year's, but you will get in trouble for doing that.
Right.
Because you can handle it quietly, professionally, and get it done.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because if something, again, something happens to that person, it's going to fall back on him for putting the information out there.
Yeah.
Glad you said that.
Ice Cube claims that the NBA and ESPN are, quote, doing everything in their powers to ignore or destroy his Big Three league. In the summer of 2017, Ice Cube kicked off his inaugural Big Three basketball league. This features a 303 format in games as the league features some of the biggest former NBA stars from other leagues. The Big Three has since been held every summer in various cities across the United States. Cube also has the championship game held in the Bahamas. Now it seems that the Big Three and NBA seem to have issues. Former NBA star Steven Jackson recently shouted Cube and the Big Three out on Twitter. Cube thanked him for the support and claimed that NBA and ESPN are supposedly attempting to destroy and ignore the Big Three. Quote, appreciate you at the Trill Stack 5. We definitely need everybody's support. The at NBA and at ESPN are doing everything in their powers to ignore and destroy at the Big Three. As of now, no rep from the NBA or ESPN has yet to reply to Cube yet. As for the fans of social media, though, they made it clear that plenty of them definitely support that what Cube and the Big Three have been doing over the past 5 seasons. Now, I've seen it, and I kind of like the format of the Big Three league.
I do.
It's cool. You see former players out there, and it helps them financially. Those who may be hard up for cash or whatever, who still feel that they can play. And that league actually got some veterans in the past seasons some jobs in the NBA, you know, maybe for one year or a 10-day contract that helped them out, the showcase they still got. It may be like late, in their late 30s, early 40s, but it might have brought them on as a veteran to maybe help out a little bit off the bench or whatever the case may be. And I think it's really cool to have that and to have him own the league. I think he's one of the few, if not, I think he's the only African-American owns the actual sports league, male, that is. In the United States, is a female. Danny Garcia is one of the females, and Dwayne Johnson owns the FXL, so you got minorities there. But in terms of basketball, Ice Cube, and I like the format, and I really hope ESPN is not really doing that, and I hope NBA is not doing that. Everybody should work together. It's enough money for everybody, and it should be all
it's
in fun.
It's
enough
money
the
out there. Right, it's enough money out there.
I hope that's not a real truth to, you know, the accusations are not real. Because I like it. What do you think, Joe?
I like it as well. I've caught several glimpses of it, and, you know, I wanted to stay on. And as you said, it definitely helped a lot of former NBA players out there to get that, you know, 10-day contract or whatever it is. Some of them bring them on as a mentor to the younger athletes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so keep it going. If they are trying to do that, shame on them. But for Ice Cube, don't give up. Keep doing your thing. Yeah. And you know, again, you got a lot of supporters out there who watches the Big Three. Yeah. I'm one of them.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. The big thing, I like the concept. It's cool, man. And they have the chip in the beautiful Bahamas. That's even better. Can't beat that. Jay-Z, we've got a cognac crisis. Sues Bacardi and this Ustav. I don't know if I'm saying the name wrong. Deal. Jay-Z wants to know how much money his famous cognac line is making, and he's filed a lawsuit against his partners at Bacardi to get that information. And the Jay-Z company, SC Liquor, is demanding total financial clarity from Bacardi when it comes to the Ouse, the top shelf cognac brand in which Jay and Bacardi are 50-50 partners. Jay and the booze giant have owned the Ouse since 2011. He regularly shouts out the brand in the song. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, y'all. Even drank it from one of his Grammys once to promote it. However, the lawsuit makes it clear something about the partnership officially named the Ouse LLC isn't sitting well. In the docs, Jay-Z company says it needs all books and records, the locations of all warehouses storing the Ouse barrels, bottles, and accessories, as well as all of info regarding Bacardi's physical inventory and its inventory process. It's unclear what's prompting Jay to demand this info, but it is clear there's a level of distrust between the partners. One sentence from the doc seems pretty telling. SC Liquor says it's need to, quote, monitor the conduct of Bacardi's business to protect SC's rights as a partner in the company. Y'all better leave Jay alone.
Don't mess with Jay's money.
Don't mess with his money. Exactly.
He takes his business serious.
Don't mess with his money. Yeah, he's gonna get to the bottom of it. He's gonna find out what's at the bottom of that barrel and everything.
Uh-huh.
What's in it? He said,
"I want books. I want to see where everything is going. I want to see where everything." He wants it all.
I want to know social security numbers. I want to know where they live, where the kids go to school, where they eating for dinner. Like, I'll get to the bottom of this. See where my money's going. So. I'm telling you, don't mess with Jay-Z's money. And with that
Jay is not there for nothing. He didn't make it to where he's at for nothing. He's serious about his business.
Exactly. And now with that being said, this is a segue to one of the songs. They tell you all of what Jay-Z's about. And we'll be right back, NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Who you haters think you talking to? I'm the fucking boss. White on white, G4, hater get lost. I'm in the air, I don't hear niggas corny raps. Your nigga hove is back, your nigga hove is back. I got a honey bun, no not a chick, I got a honey bun. Millions nigga, I got couple hundred them. 99 problems prick, don't become the 101. Unless you got 100 lives, murder got 100, We don't resort to violence, we on resort to Allen. With linen shorts and shades, case they thought you was lying. My Louis slippers, polo top, linen shorts so my balls don't get hot. Yeah, I balls a lot, nah, I owns the team. Ricky Ross, Rockefeller, I owns the scene. Stop playing with me lame, y'all not my equal. It ain't no coincidence that my age is a kilo. Which means that I'm Prado, which means that I'm Gordo, which means that I use her, she fall like an auto. Come a walk in memorial, I'm legendary for whipping that ball. So nigga just let that card go.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Hustle real hard.
hustle real hard, hustle real hard, hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm,
let's go. Snowman, bitch, I don't even wear the same clothes. Flat screens on my walls, flows look like bowling balls. I know big meats, the real big meats. It's over for you clowns, soon my nigga hit them streets. I see you riding, homie, but they ain't hard enough now. You know me, I might pull up in an armored truck. I stack big faces, I stack small faces, I stack all faces, where's white as pillowcase? I got a dirty mouth, but my kitchen's clean. The folks ride, hit the box in the triple beam. Hit the dodge side, I must've caught a six magnum. Marriott suite, I must've used six magnum. Fans on my tail, you know the boy's six flags. Got a Tesla roaster ride, think I'm on a coaster ride. Remix, remix, still talking white brick. 2 million records sold, and I'm still talking white shit.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm, every day I'm. Hustle real hard, hustle real hard. Hustle real hard, hustle real hard. Hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, hustling, hustling. Every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
I'm the fucking future, nigga, what you can't see the facts. You want them pretty things, I'm the one you need to ask. They come across the border, I'm fulfilling your order. But the second you bought them, their charges get ordered. I'm whipping the case, like I'm whipping the base. Look you dead in your face, now tell me how good is it taste. Willie Falcone, I'm the Dow Jones. Down south where them D-boys ground zones. We never steal cars, what I'm putting miles on. 30 feet and cost a couple hundred thousand. My shit bigger than yours, at the bidding wars. I'm the one they bidding for, dog, I'm just the biggest route. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Def Jam. Release fish scales, scales on my desk, man.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm hustling real hard, hustling real hard, hustling real hard, hustling real hard, hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
.305 in my yayo, Port of Miami on deck, Def Jam Slip and Slide Records, E-Class what it does, I'm on that Kush, Everglow, yeah, it's Ricky Rouse, it's Triple C's, get your money up nigga, millionaire status. Rouse.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm hustling real hard, hustling real hard. Hustle real hard, hustle, hustle real hard. Hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, hustling, hustling. Every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out,
time to say a prayer.
Anything that we make,
may we bow our heads.
Oh, but I know that I'm more than
they just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million to buy your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer the five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only to find winning. Better listen when I tell you how I climb in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God the judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. You know what, really wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so close to facing everybody, replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said, let God take the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope Crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and Rock Boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the entrance is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket, talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it all, she called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. I'm only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I'll be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. Maria Tilo. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these are hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Fuck a hoe. Jesus turned water to wine for hoe, bitches took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and pigs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Always getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole bit. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of hove in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole bit. Hove dead. Each time we have a discussion, who the ghosty donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Remember, if you can't catch this episode and you're too busy on Sundays, you're doing other stuff, you always go on demand, and this one or any other episodes in the archives, either on Blog Talk or the other 19 different platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, iTunes, Anchor, and so forth and so on. So don't worry if you don't catch it live. You always can go on demand and catch it and listen, subscribe, download at your leisure. And tell everyone about NYP Entertainment Radio. Give us a good review, 5 stars, hopefully. The more the reviews, the better reviews, the higher we go up in the ranks, the whole nine, blah, blah, blah. Just do that. Support us, NYP Entertainment Radio. Moving on, we from one billionaire to another, and I want Zill's opinion on this. Tyler Perry fired his entire accounting staff after discovering the IRS owed him $9 million due to overpayment. Tyler Perry is a generational talent who is the definition of, quote, bet on yourself against all odds. Perry moved from New Orleans to Atlanta producing stage plays. Over the course of 25 years, Tyler Perry went from having only $500 in his pocket, sleeping in his car, to being a billionaire. Perry even had to deal with being owed $9 million from the IRS due to overpayment. Tyler Perry overcame plenty of odds when it comes to producing his content since he began with the stage plays. Perry has also become an actor. To make the production's move, Perry starred as Medea, the most bankable character in his franchise. As a result, Tyler Perry became a household name himself. Perry partnered with Lionsgate and began producing box office numbers, one hits films. In addition, he produced highly successful sitcoms with TBS. Tyler Perry eventually moved his TV partnership with TBS to Discovery Networks and finally over to Viacom. With the Viacom, Dia Tyler Perry is now producing TV shows and films under an umbrella and so forth. Well, this billionaire doing his, you know, what you're supposed to do, do your taxes, learn from that.
Yep.
Well, I guess he overpaid, wanted to cover his, you know, talk to his accountants, they overpaid. Well, he discovered they owed him $9 million, and his accountants, everyone didn't tell him. They didn't tell him he was over, they overpaid. They didn't tell him that he's owed $9 million. So what do a boss do? He walks in the door, like, y'all fired.
All of y'all got to go.
Get out.
All of y'all got to go. It was like, I don't know where y'all going after this, but y'all not going to stay here.
Y'all get it, right? All right, so obviously you would do the same thing, right?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, if they actually caught that and didn't say nothing to me about it, then, yeah, you know, I would have to let you go. I would have to let you go. I'm sorry. You're supposed to be my accountant. But it's like Oprah. You know, Oprah said you got to watch your own money, right?
Yeah.
She said you got to watch your own money. Her and Tyler Perry are kind of, you know, pretty tight. So I'm sure she educated him. Yeah, I'm sure she educated him well on that. And he's watching his money. He found out $9 million is owed to me. Okay, accountants. Yeah. Talk to me. What you know, why haven't you, you know, been right? Tell me something. What happened? Nobody can talk? Okay. Here's a pink slip for you. Here's a pink slip for you. Here's a pink slip for you. And by the way, I bought y'all all gifts. Here's some shoes. Walk on out of here. Walk on out. You are officially unemployed for this company.
Listen, because it's like, you know that $9 million goes towards your salary? Like, y'all didn't think about that? Like, you know, I could have given y'all a bonus. The hell you doing? That's $9 million, not $9. It'd be $9, I get mad. It's money. Money's money. I don't care if it's 9 cents. Give me what I'm owed. Give me what I'm owed. I pay my taxes all year round. I want everything back. I don't care if it's 9 cents, $9, $9 million, whatever. Give it back. So, yeah, I would walk. See, you nice. You gave it. You would get pink slips. I'm like, y'all get the hell out. Get the hell out. Like, pack it. You know, I'll ship yourself. Don't even touch it. Go.
You can't trust anybody with your money when you're making that large sum of money like a Tyler Perry, or Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, and so forth and so on. You can't trust anybody. You know, you got to have lawyers watching another lawyer. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it's everybody is going to be out for your money. I'm not saying these accountants was doing that. I'm not saying that they was out to take his money, but you know, how did you miss that? If you missed it,
you're right. You need lawyers while you watch the lawyer. So you watch the lawyer, watching the accountant, watching another accountant. That's what you need. And at the end of the day, you're watching them all. So that's, you know, I don't blame you. Like, $9 million? You going. Like, how I trust you my money? You can't. You overpaid. And then when they want to give it back, so you didn't tell me we missed it or whatever the case may be. That's what balls do. You got to. And I've heard that over Winfrey. I remember Whitney Houston said that years ago in an interview. Like, you gotta watch your, like, one of, I think somebody had to, like, advice on whatever. She, like, watch your money. You read your books. Check your books. Don't just go off of what the accountants are saying. You are with your accountant, and you're going through the books. You're pointing out stuff. You're asking questions. You gotta know where all your dollars are going. Hence is why Jay-Z is like, yo, Bacardi, what's going on with Usa? I know I'm saying the name wrong. I want to, you know, find out the bottom of that barrel. Where's the warehouse is at? You know, this, that, and the other, like. You know, at the end of the day, it's about business. Yeah, I want to see the books. I'm busting my ass. You know, and I built this empire. You ain't going to take it from me. I want my money. I want to know what's going on. If you cannot help me obtain this, then you're gone. Poof, you out at the end of the day. So,
right. I advise anybody who's into, you know, these business and making these huge money, you know, take some courses of business, you know, accounting. All these courses, this way you can monitor your own money. You know, you're going to have people working for you, but you're going to oversee them all. And you'll understand what they're doing.
Yep.
And not what they're telling you.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That's true. What else are you going to get into?
Former Jaguar cornerback Antonio Denard was shot and killed outside a Pennsylvania bar on Sunday morning, October 16th. He was 32 years old. The shooting reportedly took place outside the Legends Bar and Restaurant in Muhlenberg Township of Berks County, PA. Denard was pronounced dead at the hospital shortly after being transported. His death has been ruled a homicide, and an autopsy is scheduled for October 18, which passed already, according to the coroner. No motive has been reported. Time of reporting. It is an ongoing investigation. A WFMZ news anchor has issued a PSA via Twitter asking for tips on the murder of Denard. Please want to hear from people who know about the murder of Antonio Denard. The ex-NFL player was shot in a domestic dispute outside Legends Bar in Reading Sunday morning. This is unfortunate, and, you know, his violence has to really stop, you know, the guns. They need to put it down. It's unfortunate that, you know, at 32 years of age, you know, former NFL player, or anybody for that matter, you don't even have to be a celebrity, just anybody out there constantly turning on the TV and the news report that somebody was, you know, shot and killed in the subway system or stabbed, or, you know, it's just ridiculous now. These violence has to stop. You know, unfortunately, he has to lose his life over something that's probably, you know, stupid, that's silly.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much nonsense going on in the world, and he shouldn't have lost his life. And it's just this violence, whether it's here, whether it's there, whether it's global. It's enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I'm tired of hearing that young people, humans, period, you know, are dying, getting robbed, getting shot for whatever reason, and I can't even stand and look at the news half the time. You know what I mean? I just can't, because there's always something I don't want to see or hear. And it's just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Another person? You know what I mean? You can't have a lunch. Somebody walk in and shoot you having lunch. You're talking PB and Rock. And you walk up. You can't do anything, man. Like, it's ridiculous how much hate is in the world. You know what I mean? With the murder, it has to stop. People got to, like, just stop. I don't know how we can stop, but it just has to stop. I don't think anyone does at the moment. All right, we're gonna lighten the mood up a little bit. So, fans react after Marlon Wayans shared that he quit stand up comedy for 20 years after Chris Rock heckled him on stage. "Quote: You didn't know your audience." Marlon Wayans recalled why he took a 20-year break from stand-up comedy following an incident with Chris Rock. Rock reportedly heckled Wayans as a teenager while performing his set on stage. The event involved Rock laughing and making rude comments about Wayans' act and his lack of jokes. Wayans, who has been a part of the entertainment industry for over three decades, revealed in a recent interview that despite the success he obtained in his career overall, it took time to perfect his skills in stand-up comedy. When asked about the years-long gap or dip he took in his career as a stand-up comedian, Wayne said in an interview, it wasn't a dip. I took time, right? I started late when I first started. I started at 16 when I stopped. Then I did it again at 18. And then did it like three or four times. Then I stopped. Then I did it again 19, and I did it maybe 50 times, and then Chris Rock heckled me, and I quit for 20 years.
That must have been a harsh heckle.
Oh, my gosh. Wayans disclosed he was able to build up the courage to pick up the mic once again at 39, and has been on a roll ever since. While discussing a new special, he paid out of his own pocket with his own money. Wayne said, "I got back on stage about when I was like 39, and after that, I just kept it going. And at first, you're not as funny as you want to be, But now I'm in the zone, in the jello. I got a special. I just filmed out of pocket. You know you're good when you start paying for stuff. You know stuff, what I mean, when you start paying on your own. You know you're good when you start paying for stuff. You know what I mean, when you start paying for your own stuff. Yeah, there's one thing when a white man wants to pay, you be like, gotcha, sucker. But when it's your money, you think differently. Performance is different. So for this one, I put my own money, and it's called God Loves Me.
Mom,
I want to know what Chris Rock said. I want to know what Chris Rock said. I really want to know what Chris Rock said. Like, he must have
quit,
like,
for 20 years.
For 20 years, Chris Rock. I want to know what Chris Rock said to him. Like,
oh
my
God.
He put the fear of the Lord in him.
But I'm like, he must have heckled him so bad. Where he's like, oh, I can't do this. 20 years later, he come back out.
Yeah. Every time he looked at the stage, he probably heard Chris Rock's voice. Just saying, I wish I knew what he said. Like, my God,
boy.
What did he say?
I wish I was there. I was there. That must have been a real harsh. I mean, he should have said what Chris Rock said at the time for him to quit for 20 years.
He
should have
If he repeated it, he probably would have stopped doing comedy right then and there. He probably had flashbacks.
It would have haunted
like,
him.
You know what? He's like, you know what? I don't even want to do this special one more. Chris is right. You don't want to drudge up past stuff. You know what I mean? So,
oh, my gosh.
So,
Chris Rock,
yeah.
Man. What did you say, Chris? I mean, come on the platform. Talk to us. Tell us what you actually said.
If you remember what you said, he might not remember what he said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He probably just said it. Probably remember exactly what he said. But Marlon knows. He knows exactly
He'll never forget it.
Exactly.
He's just now getting over it.
Yeah, exactly. Chris probably forgot he even said it, to be honest with you, but Marlon knows. Yeah. All right. We'll take a music break when we come back. We got a lot more stuff to get into. Sidebar. Well, we're doing the show. I'm in the studio. I got the screen on. Shout out to my Phillies in the World Series. That's my boys that did an underdog, so I got to shout them out live on the show while I'm looking at it. As I'm talking, I'm looking at the screen with this guy in. So there you go, World Series. I'm hyped. I'm happy. Let's play some music and be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Baby.
I know that I don't care. We are
You was just another shorty, I put the naughty on. But truth be told, you threw me for a loop this hoe. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling. Then tellin', actin' like you ain't appealin' when you are. Feelin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Time she'll mature, and maybe we can be we again like we were. finally, my time's too short to share. And I ask her now, it ain't fair. So yeah, she lost one.
Let go to get one. Lose some,
oh, yeah,
to win
she
some.
Lost one.
Sorry, I'm a champion. Sorry, I'm a champion.
You lost one.
My nephew died in the car I bought. So under the belief, it's partly my fault. Close my eyes and squeeze, try to block that thought. Place any burden on me, but please, not that loss. But time don't go back, it goes forward. Can't run from the pain, go toss it. Things can't be explained, what caused it. Such a beautiful soul, so pure. Gonna see you again, I'm sure of it. To that time, little man, I'm nauseous. Your girlfriend's pregnant, the Lord's gift. Almost lost my faith that restarted. It's like having your life restarted. Can't wait for your child's life to be a part of it. So now I'm childlike, waiting for a gift to return. When I lost you, I lost it. One,
let go to get one. Lose some,
Kylie,
win some.
I lost
some.
Sorry, I'm a champion. Kylie, you're a champion.
I lost one.
Well, I'm just trying to stay above water, you know, stay busy, stay working. I was telling you, like, the key to this joint, the key to stay on top of things is to treat everything like it's your first project, you know what I'm saying? Like it's your first day, like I wasn't even an intern. Like, that's how you try to treat things, like, just stay hungry.
Y'all wanna know why it don't stop, y'all wanna know why it don't flop. Let me tell you people why. Came from the bottom of the block. When I was born, it was wrong. I was never gon' be shit. Had to prove that I was fit, I was bitch. Had to get my rock hard on. I done a prize, y'all knew I had to, had to get these chips. Had to make moves like Elijah Wan. Started out selling dimes and nicks. Graduated to a brick, no exaggeration. My infatuation with the strip. Legendary like a schoolboy. Crush on it in any every chick. Heavy shit. That's how schoolboy got whipped and got left on some. Just me, myself, and I on some true boy shit. Had to voice to a place up, to a place of no return. Had to play with fire and get burned. Only way the boy ever gon' learn. Had to lay way in the cut, till I finally got my turn. Now I'm on top in the spot that I earned. It's my life, it's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my third is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and the laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Like I never rode in a limo, like I just dropped blows to a demo. Like it's 92 again, and I got O's in a rental. Back in the stool again, no problem, but it's a whole lot simple. When you think back, you thought back, you would never make it this far. Then you take advantage of the luck you handed, of the talent you've been given. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no, no slipping. Ain't no different from a block of stating. Gotta get it while they're getting good. Gotta strike while the iron's hot. When you stop, then you gotta bid it. Good written, goodbye. This is my second major breakup. My first was with a page up, with a hoopie, a cook pot, and a game. This one's with the stew, with the stay, with the fortune. Maybe not the fortune, but certainly my life. My pain and my struggle, the song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Treat my first like my last and my last like my first and my first like the first song I sang. Woo!
It's like the blues. Go ride out on this one. Ta ta, be high. Yo, I remember you was making them dances for them niggas at radio and shit. Clark Kent,
I was good looking out, nigga.
Carlene, whoever thought we'd make it this far, homie. Shot, they can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Vinny F. Dane, what up?
Robbing the bank.
Niggas know we was crazy, man. Remember, you had that fucked up ass handwriting. You was writing all the numbers that we was spending now. Your videos you was throwing out yourself and shit.
What up? Original flavor now.
Your accounting was crazy wrong and shit. But we still put it together. Biggs, what's up? We went to St. Thomas in the, John Manila. Your dog peed on homie leg and shit at his crib.
I think that was rude.
And they was having a little trouble with the pool. You and Ty's laughing.
Emery was there. What up, Emery? What up, Ty? Hip hop, what up, man? Hey, hey, Hop, you ain't have no you ain't had no motherfucking seat on your bicycle. Now you head of black music. That's what I'm talking about right there, homie. What up, G? Yes, sir. Hey, body, bro. Hey, Guru. I know you spoiled, man. I be taking them shits in one take. You don't have to punch nigga shit. Stick it. You gonna be tight. OG1, what up? I'm a little upset that you wasn't involved in this whole process, but it's all good. What's up, Dad? My whole family, my nephew, cousin Angie. What's up, TP? Mom, you made the album. How crazy is that? Baba Law, rest in peace. My pop, rest in peace. What's up, AJ? Biggie Smalls, rest in peace. Nigga, I'm about to go golfing, man. Hey, I might even have me a cappuccino. Fuck it. I'm going somewhere nice with no mosquitoes at, nigga. Holla at me.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let me adjust my mic. I'm all excited, knocking shit over, playing the wrong tracks. Let's keep this train rolling. Zoe, what else you want to get into?
Nicki Minaj admits to feeling misunderstood by many of the rappers she influenced, the Queen MC revealed in a new Q&A. End quote, "I don't think the new female rappers really understand who I am." Unquote. Minaj 39 shared with Jada Pinkett Smith for an interview as she discussed her to learn into overly sexual material at a request of young rappers looking for a feature. End quote, "A lot of girls that came before me, they really were those sexual beings, and I was so inspired by them. But I'm not like that. I'm more the goofy girl," unquote, she explained, adding that she approached her smashing single Super Freaky Girl from a funny and goofy perspective, not one of explicit sexuality. End quote. "And so I still felt true to myself on Super Freaky Girl, as opposed to a lot of people who were sending me songs. Jada, a lot of female rappers, especially, and I didn't want to be mean, but every other word was pussy and fucking and da, 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 and I wasn't there. I don't think I can ever fully be there." Minaj added that men within the industry have also approached her for features she simply wasn't comfortable executing. End quote. "Even some of the new male rappers, I turned down Gunna songs because it was just moaning and groaning on the track. But Drake ended up doing it, and it worked great for them. And free Gunna, by the way, I have to make sure I say that," she added. "But it's just like I told her, I'm not there. I said, look, sweetheart, this song on 50 times to try to write to it. I can't. I'm just not in that moment right now. Not saying that I'm not a freak with my husband, you understand. I'm not saying that at all, okay? But I don't choose to express the sexual side right now in the overt way. You know, for Nicki Minaj to say that she's more of a goofy type, which she may well be, but, you know, like the album cover where she's squatting down, like how, you know, Little Kim did, and, you know, some of the other things, you know, you kind of could kind of miss, you know, people could have misunderstood you. You could have misrepresented yourself by doing things like that. you know, people may have looked at you as this person who is a freaky or that type of person that you say that you're not. And you, again, you know you better than everybody else do, but by you putting yourself out there like that, people will take you as that. Am I right or wrong?
It's a little too late now to try to clarify her, change her image up. I'm confused by the whole thing you read, because it's like, what do you mean you're a goofy person, but everything is profanity and your nether regions and you're licking this and you're sucking that and you kiss by this and all that filth, foreign filth type stuff. And all you're saying you're a goofy person. I don't get it. That's not what you're saying in lyrics. So, of course, what you say, people think you are, and want to have that on their track or whatever the case may be. I don't know. In her mind, she thinks she's being silly, and you know, as this is an alter ego type thing, and in real life she's really. I don't know. I'm a little confused about what she was saying, because again, it's a little too late to try to clarify that that's not your image you want to portray. A little too late for that. That's what your claim to fame is at the end of the day. Am I wrong?
Right.
Am I wrong, Rizzo?
No. That's what got her there by, you know, portraying that certain image. You know, again, she may not be that. We don't know her personally.
Right.
She may not
exactly.
be that, but what she put out there is what people see and may think that she's
exactly.
like that.
Right, exactly. And this leads to the Cardi B's and all those other people and so forth. Because they see that. Now, if that's not you, then that's fine. But don't wait till you're, like, decades in, so to speak. And like, oh, that ain't really me. That ain't really goofy. You know, like, don't, it's too late now. Because you spawned off, you know, a lot of clones out here who think you're that. And a lot of MCs, male and female, want that on their track. They want that Nicki Minaj dust, so to speak, fairy dust of sexual and explicit things. And if not, that's not you, then why did you come out that way? Or did you think that
right.
the only way you can get noticed is doing that? So it's a lot of moving parts in that. And a lot of stuff, like, I'm kind of confused with the whole article, because I guess the gist of it is she's really not as overly sexual, always a sexual person that she really is. I don't know. Like I said, but if she really that way, again, it's a little too late for that, just to kind of clarify who you really are, because this is what we know you as, period. So I don't know. Staying in the world of hip-hop, Diddy's son says he's bringing back hip-hop, Bad Boy style. So while Diddy is turning his focus on R&B, he's leaving the door open for his heirs to control Bad Boy's hip-hop empire. His son, King Combs, says he's boldly stepping up to claim it. TMZ Hip-Hop got Puff's Not So Many Me out in NYC, where he admitted he was primed to take over Bad Boy as his dad's career matures. King Combs is off to a fantastic start to their respective hustles. Back in the summer, they became the first father and son duo to hit the hip-hop R&B charts top 10 at the same time. Diddy released his Love Records intro, Gotta Move On, featuring Bryson Tiller, while King collaborated with Kodak Black for the new anthem, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Wow, that's original. Casey's Casey's record, Bridge.
All right, go ahead.
Where did he get that title from? Where did he get that
I
from?
I don't know.
Wow. I wonder. Jeezo, that's very innovative. He didn't have to go far for that.
No, he doesn't.
Casey.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, wow, that's how original. You took time to think about that, how King Combs. Casey's record bridging, a few generation samplings, Lil Kim's Crush on You jam, and taking advantage of the time-tested Bad Boy energy at his fingertips. The Prince of Bad Boy also addressed the naysayers and meme makers, especially the ones who accuse him of stunting with a silver spoon in his mouth. He simply says he's going to prove them wrong. Why? That won't stop haters. I didn't say that. That was written down. Wow. You're really going to have to file a shadow on that one.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you don't do artists like his father did.
Ooh, sick burn, sick burn, ooh, sick burn. Oh, with Zomies, did he never beat his artist and stole the money? That's what he did. Sick burn. Ooh, sick burn. Well, first of all, he gotta come better than the Can't Stop, Won't Stop. You gotta leave that alone.
Yeah.
That was left in the early 2000s, like 20 something years ago. You gotta come something different, King Combs. So yeah, so there's that. Yeah.
The way that his artists come out and say things about his dad, I just hope that he doesn't do the same, you know, do right by your artists. Yeah, I've heard some advance money was so low, it's like ridiculous that, you know, his dad put out there. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll be a different business tycoon. Who knows?
Listen, I'm going to play devil's advocate. These are alleged. We're not seeing it really happen. You know what I mean? Like, allegedly, this, that, and the other. And we all know how things get. One person this and this, and they catch on like wildfire because we talk about it here. I would love to hear Diddy's side of it for each artist and give his reasoning before we just.
Actually, I want to see the paperwork. I want to see the paperwork. I want to go deeper than that. I don't want to go by, you know, what they're saying. Just show the paperwork and let me see, is this what really, you know, the advance money that you got from Diddy? I want to see in writing. I don't want to go by words.
When this show, we did repeat what he said. Show the receipt. So if you got the receipt,
nobody showed it.
He did you wrong. Show the receipt. Put it up there. He said he'll pay you back. So if you got the receipts, you got the contract, you got where it says this, and you got that, then present it, and then get your cash. In the discussion. Let's play some music, and we'll be right back to wrap things up here. NYPA, the Team Radio, Colin Lonzo.
Say that I'm foolish, I only talk about Jews. Do you fool listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing. What I do through and through and I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms. Got drop roasters from botch robberies, niggas crotched over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down? I bring you through the ghetto without riding round. Hiding down, ducking straight from frustrated youth stuck in they ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
Cause I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference. They're saying you should inherit. Maybe it's hatred I spew, maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment, nah. That's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed and I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good, it's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do, so stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go. She's chicken, chicken, chicken. I'm the sinister. Mr. Gets my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
threw my back to the wall, ashy knuckles. Pockets filled with a lot of lint, not a cent. Got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in. By the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave. A do-rag wrapping my waves, a pocket full of hope. Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box lefty, an orphan. My pops left me an orphan. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumbling. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it, most time before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
Yeah, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare. Jesus Christ, the king of these Latter-day Saints here. To shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of pain. Satan, a scatterbrained atheist, but that ain't the case. See, it's a matter of taste. We as the people decide if Shade is as bad as they say he is. Or is he the latter, a gateway to escape? Media scapegoat, they can be mad at the day. See, it's as easy as cake, simple as whistling Dixie. While I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me under longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do? I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off these bloodsuckers. Cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
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 Je t'adore,
je
Jay-Z.
T'adore.
Comment ça, I love you? La voya. Yeah.
I love girls, 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 I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk. Yeah. I got this Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. So she calls me cabrón, plus mighty gone. Says she likes to cook rice, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, slow up your tempo. I got this black chick, she don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, making a finger snap. She like, listen, jigga, man, I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that loves the French kiss. She thinks she's Bo Derek, wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amour, 2A Bell. Mercy, you're fine as fuck, but you giving me hell. I got this Indian squad, the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with, red dot or feather. She said all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And to get with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken, damn I'm getting fat. A roast and pollo, French fries and crepe. An appetite for destruction, but I scrape the plate. I love
girls,
you'll put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the floor.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2-0. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
Come on, roll.
I got this young chick, she's so immature. She like, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? Like to show out in public, throw tantrums on the floor. Gotta toss a couple dollars just to shut up, I holler. Got a project chick that plays a part, and if it goes down, y'all, that's my heart. Baby girl so feral, she been with me from the start. Hit my drugs from the north, hit my guns by the park. I got this model chick that don't cook or clean, but she dressed her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she thick. She gives me extra pillows and seat back love, so I had to introduce her to the Mount High Club. Man, that's young chick, stewardess, project and model. That means I fly rough early, plus I know Chavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beat. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. I got this paranoid chick, she's scared to come to the house. A hypochondriac with an ouchie, boy, whip it out. Got a chick from Peru that sniff Peru. She got a cousin that customs that get shit through. Got this weed head chick, she always catch me doing shit. Crazy girl, wanna leave me, but she always forgets. Got this Chinese chick, had to leave her quick, cause she kept bootlegging my shit, man. I got this African chick with Eddie Murphy on the skull. She like, nigga man, why you treat me like animal? I'm like, excuse me, Miss Foo Foo, but when I met your ass, you was dead broke and naked, and now you want half. I got this hoe that after 12 million sold, mommy's a narcoleptic, always sleeping on hold. Gotta tie the back of her head like Deuce Bigelow. I got so many girls across the globe. I love
girls, 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 I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on.
I love girls, 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 girls,
come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
I love girls, 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 I do adore.
You put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on talk. I love girls, 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 girls.
And we're back, NYP Entertainment Radio. Well, Zoe, normally we can't stop and won't stop, but this time we will stop.
Time
to go.
This time we will stop.
No, we can't stop and won't stop, but we will stop, because we got to wrap things up. Everybody, go your way and do the shout-outs.
That's right. We're going to shout-out everybody who continue to support us, who continue to listen to us right here on NYP Entertainment Radio. Continue doing so. Continue sharing with your friends. Tell their friends to tell their friends. Keep it coming. Keep it going. Shout out to Cal, Philly, New York. You know, as I say every week, new music, new topics you want us to speak on, hit us up at nypaentertainment@gmail.com. nypaentertainment@gmail.com. Always remember to spell out the word entertainment.
Now, shout out to everyone there and far. And remember, so we're saying old 90s and 80s catchphrases. You can't stop and you won't stop. And remember, you're always too legit to quit also. Be too legit to quit. You can't stop, won't stop, and you take that, you take that. Remember all that this week. Shout out to everyone, Zoe, New York, everyone who downloads and the whole nine, and just remember that. Take that to heart. You're too legit to quit. You can't stop, you won't stop, and you can't touch this.
That's right.
I don't know what that
means.
Can't
touch it.
But just take that, run with it, take that, see, run with it. And we appreciate y'all. Oh, sidebar.
Because we're too legit.
But, there you go. Zoe, this is a little to the sidebar here. remember years ago, so I'm aging ourselves, there was a commercial. It says, milk does the body good. Pass it on. Remember that? You remember that?
Right.
They're like, milk does the body good. Pass it on. Okay. With that being said, NYP Entertainment Radio does entertainment good. You pass it on. You go whisper
That's
it.
Right.
You tell everybody. You tweet it. You just let everybody in the conversation. Hey, what you do yesterday? I was listening to this podcast, NYP Entertainment Radio. Check it out. Good music, topical, guest, blah, 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 blah. Tell everyone. Spread the word. It'll make the world of entertainment a much better place once they hear this show. Well, that being said,
That's right.
So I'm out. You out. Everyone, now I'll play the outro before I was hyped with the Phillies winning the World Series. Now I'll play the outro because we're out. We're gone. Everyone, have a great week. Be safe. Keep your heads up. Stay focused. We're here next week, Lord willing, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., NYPA and Timmy Radio Show's over.
Timmy.
Yo. I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind terrain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why isn't me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. It's over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the good and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are bare, reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. It's over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.